the dark, I play my dream. Purple coach and flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy with the know-how feet. Great in the world like it's meant to be. I'm a coach of B-I-M-B. I'm the king. That's the love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 330 of the Permaculture Pimpcast. You know, where we talk about permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. The only pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Oh, yeah. Glad to be with all of you today. This is episode 330. Boy, we are moving along. How about that? This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Okay, Heaven's Harvest. Yeah, there's a reason I'm talking about them again. We never did drop them as a sponsor or anything. It's just we're in a place right now on this planet where everybody better be thinking about preparedness. And if I got to tell you the reasons why, well, you probably tuned into the wrong place because we've been talking about it forever and a day. So check them out. Perma will get you a discount. It's been so long, I don't even know what it is. So anyway, go check them out if you need anything. I want to give a hat tip, as always, to Renewed Homestead, Denise in particular, for handling the chat. So you know the deal. If you don't get in here tripping, don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. So, man, where do I even begin? I mean, this is crazy. I want to give everybody a big thank you for showing up today. It's been, I think everybody's on pins and needles, but maybe we can kind of help straighten out some of that today. And I might not even help, actually, when you hear some of our analysis, because it's getting crazy. But first of all, we'll just jump right into it. I'm hoping we're actually going to get into the topic tonight because there's so much to do. And if Michelle's hitting that cough button a couple of times, it's because they are dropping this stuff like nobody's business around here. So how you feeling?
Good.
Not the best color commentator for nothing, y'all.
Good. I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah. So, you've been having these.
In the morning, it's very weird. I get nauseous every single morning and sometimes I throw up and sometimes I don't, but this morning I just get nauseous at the same exact time every morning.
Yeah, so what'll happen is they've been a little more slick about it. So instead of just dropping the stratospheric aerosol injections when you can see them, they're doing them at night and they're doing them early morning. And so if you get out there and it's hazy up in the stratosphere but you see lower clouds, well, you know the reasons why. Well, for some reason, a couple of crazy things have been unfolding. Number one, she lost her sense of taste. And I lost my sense of smell. And apparently a number of others around here have as well. So that's a couple of crazy things going on. Then we got some weird anomalies happening all of a sudden with the baby sheep that we have out there. So, and then now also with the trees.
Oh yeah.
Well,
hang on a second. Denise just said Ben's been dealing with that also, the nauseous. But yeah, all the trees, like the part that's like on the outside exposed the most.
The edges.
Right. All of them are just, and it looks like it's the new growth. A lot of the new growth, like on our blueberry plants, they're just turning brown and dying. Even like the trees, the maples I've noticed are especially sensitive. Some species don't necessarily seem to be, but there's a lot of it. Trees around here that are just, they're dying.
Yeah, just like Dane Wigington has talked about, there are certain species it seems they target. And it's not just on our property, y'all. It's everywhere. Now, next time anybody in Western North Carolina, or maybe even some of the other places, because there was a guy I just saw on Twitter, I showed her the video a little while ago. I think he was in Arkansas, and they're having the very same problem where the edges, and in his case, it seems to be happening to all the pines. And where Dane Wigington is in Northern California, it's happening to all the pines over there, at least a certain species of them. And around here, so folks, when you're driving around Western North Carolina, look around the trees or wherever you are and tell me if you don't see brown edges on all of these trees that should be rather robust right now, especially where we are right now where we've gotten so much rain. Well, it's toxic rain and it's all this junk that they're spraying and it's coming down. You would think that with all the craziness going on in the world right now, that people would say, wow, we don't have money to dedicate to all this stratospheric aerosol injections. We're going to put it into war because that's exactly where they're leading us right now, folks. So like we always say in the tagline in this show, stay alert, stay alive. But yeah, look around. Tell me if these trees, if you're not seeing the very same thing unfolding. So every morning, just about every morning, we'll get up. We get up early. We're out doing the chores before the sun comes up. And as we're doing it, you know, we go through our morning routine. We go out there, get morning sun if we can, because they're, of course, blocking it out. And nine times out of 10, we're having to do it through these chemtrails or whatever they're putting up there. Anyway, as this is unfolding, we get back to the house. And then it's all of a sudden it hits her like a ton of bricks where all of a sudden she becomes nauseous and then she'll have to run and throw up. So this is happening like every single day. Like I said, she lost her sense of taste. I lost my sense of smell, which all of them, you know, they're absolutely intertwined with one another. I know we're being targeted and I know a number of others are also. In fact, going back to Ariana Masters, I need to have her back on this program. She said, and she has access to all this stuff that's going on. If you watch her Instagram account, she goes through it chapter and verse that the places that are hardest hit right now are East Tennessee, Western North Carolina, and the entire state of Texas. So those are the hot spots right now where they're dumping all of this junk in the air. And of course, they're using the NEXRAD radar towers, which seems to be a combat multiplier for all of it. So like I said, I mean, if you were looking to come in here and by the way, hit that thumbs up, tell everybody else so they can get on here and
well, also, I just want to say a couple of things that I've tried is the nicotine patches. I've done a half of a nicotine patch every day, and I've also taken the zinc and so far that hasn't worked. So I've ordered the nicotine gum and I'm going to see if that does anything. So, and if anybody else is dealing with it, those are the things that I've tried so far, but no luck yet.
Yeah. So we're going to keep at it. And as always, y'all, when we find a solution for something, we're going to let you know. And if our stuff, if our blueberries and our trees and stuff are being affected here, and folks, we have microscope skills. We know what good soil looks like if it's happening here. But strangely, nothing in the high tunnel is being messed with. How about that?
No,
everything in the high tunnel is absolutely perfect. I eat a salad out of there every single day. And, you know, the potatoes that are outside, they seem to be unaffected. Look, our soil is as good as you could ever hope it to be. And folks, we're getting hit. So folks, you better stand up and start. You better wake up and smell the corruption or fall asleep drinking the hemlock. Because remember the video the podcast William and I did of what you can expect in 2025. Folks, if you haven't listened to that, I stand by every single word I said in that podcast. And I'm absolutely sure that people, I'm not looking for this, but it's not because I'm Nostradamus or something like that. It's I'm well studied in some of these areas, folks, and I'm telling you, it's going down. It's happening. It's unfolding right now before your eyes. And I'm struggling as to whether or not I want to do a front porch talk going into the details about this or whether or not I want to do it in a podcast. I'm not sure where I go into greater detail as to how I know these things are unfolding right now. But you can see them all happening right now. And so let's get into some of it. So we'll start off with something a little more pleasant. So starting with what we did this weekend. So Saturday rolled around and we're like, okay, we're going to stop. We're going to just chill. We're going to do something. So they had this alien fest going on out. Where was that?
Spruce Pine.
Man, that was a whack. Look, I'm not trying to dog anybody out there, but this was the wackest festival I've ever been to in my life. Somebody should have told the vendors. I mean, do you really expect to buy windows at an alien festival?
Or gutters.
I'm like, did everybody get the memo of what this thing was supposed to be about?
Oh, I think they got the memo. It was a flea market.
That's what it turned out being. And I'm like, what on earth is this? Well, the high point was Shane from Creaky Tree Cafe just happens to be posted up out in Spruce Pine. And if you want some, I mean, the good thing was at least we got to eat the food out there. Yeah, I mean, yeah, at least Shane's anyway. So he was set up out there. That festival, folks, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I got to keep it real. That was the worst festival I've ever been to in my life.
But I thought there would be at least be speakers, somebody talking on. There was nobody.
They had bands out there. I'm like, did anybody give these folks the memo as to what was going down? So when we were there, I had to argue with her and I said, look, let's go to Asheville and go to this No Kings thing.
And why didn't I want to go to that, Billy? What do you think there might be a reason I didn't want to go? You want to tell everybody why?
Why don't you tell everybody?
What happened at the last protest that we went to?
What happened? Nothing.
Billy.
Absolutely nothing. No harm, no foul. Did you
get in an argument with somebody?
Yeah, because they were stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly my concern, Billy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like, I mean, let's just be honest here. A man with even low testosterone could take on an entire tribe of these marchies running around Asheville. They could absolutely take them on. And in fact, Michelle, I think you could take on at least three or four of the guys running around there. So I wasn't at all worried about it. Well, we showed up anyway. I finally talked her into it. Went down there and said, okay, there's a new bakery you wanted to check out anyway, which
that was terrible. Wasn't
wonderful. So, yeah, I mean, that was a disappointment. But, you know, I did pick up a couple of biscuits from the Rue anyway. Anyway, we went by there. And it was like a geriatric convention. I posted a video, a short little video of what was going on down there. It was actually kind of festive. They had a band out there. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm either seeing druggies. And then all of a sudden.
No, it was like, what was that? Who is the band that sang the YMCA?
The Village People?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like a Village People reunion. I was like, are we protesting Trump or is this like a dress up festival?
YMCA. Yeah, it was. I didn't know what I was like. OK, well, this turned out to be a big bust. And I'm glad it was. I mean, obviously, I wasn't looking for any problems or anything like that. I just wanted to go there and document it. But hey, it's. It is what it is, man. At least nothing jumped off. But I suspect that whole thing that went down was absolutely, I think it was setting the stage for what's probably going to happen. In fact, military assets have been moved around in critical places, and I think that's going to come to play here before long because I think we're all being played. I really believe that by the administration, by everybody that's in an official position. I don't trust them, just bottom line. So we'll get back to some other good news. So locally, I mean, right here in this property, folks, we were talking about some of the peaches. Not everything is damaged. So we got one of the peach trees over here in particular. In fact, I'll tell you why it's doing what it's doing. We got so many peaches on this thing. It would blow your mind. You got to taste one yesterday.
Yeah, I think the tree looks like it's about to break.
Yeah, it's quite litter. I'm going to have to take off some of these peaches and, it's absolutely looking like it's going to fall over. And the one next to it almost as badly. Let me tell you what I've been doing, because I think this might be the antidote to what we were talking about in the beginning. I don't have all the formula squared away, so bear with me, folks. I'll have to break it out when it does become available. So here's what I've been doing. Every time I make a compost extract, all the leftover that I can't use, I've been throwing around this peach tree. In fact, I'm going to have to do a video on it because it's just absolutely astonishing. When I got peaches on either side of it, they're all different cultivars. And if you look at this one in particular, now remember, we do early, mid, and late of everything, whether it's apple, peach, pear, it doesn't matter. We do early, mid, and late. Well, we didn't have a late frost, so the early peaches are coming through. And everywhere I've put this, not only the compost extract I'm using, but also the stuff where I've combined it with Dr. Will's product, it is so robust that it's blowing my mind. I mean, this tree is only 3 years old, and this thing is practically ready to fall over with all the peaches that are on it. I can't even get over it. Zero pest problems, no nothing. So going right back to what I've taught a million times about Masanobu Fukuoka, One Straw Revolution. Folks, if you don't have that book, get it. It's a beautiful read. Anyway, even though it's translated from Japanese, it's still the prose and how it's written is just absolutely fantastic. But anyway, bottom line is, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. You get the soil right and everything else falls in line. That's why I'm wondering if the antidote to what they're dropping from the sky, and it seems like it is serious, copious amounts of serious biocomplete extract. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And it looks like that might be the solution to a lot of what's going on here. Now, I'm not yet ready. Hopefully by the end of this week or maybe a little bit more, I'm waiting to find out exactly how to, I'm trying to find a way to take complex information and make it very, very simple. Not because I think anybody's stupid. That's not the case at all. It's because it's so complex and I'm trying to take multiple disciplines and put them in a way that's easily digestible for everybody out there. So stay tuned for that. And honestly, it doesn't have to be your peach tree. It doesn't have to be your apple or pear or whatever else out there. It could be your garden. And folks, if you're not growing one right now, you might want to get started for all the reasons that I'm probably going to cover anyway. But yeah, it's just the constant spraying. And I know that we have an antidote. So just stay tuned for all of that. So speaking of antidotes, folks, we had to do a little bit of running around today, and we had to go to a couple of the health food stores. Now, let me preface this by saying I was listening to Steve Quayle talk to Doug Hagman about these shortages that are all over. Now, some people thought it was a result of the tariffs that were going to China. Some were thinking of this and that. Well, I went into Whole Foods last week, and I was like, I don't even understand this. There is like half of the stuff, and I talked about it in the last podcast, I think, that half of the stuff in that store was not even on the shelves. And I was like, I went up to the people there and I said, what's going on? Where is everything? And they said, oh, we have a distributor who, they gave me some story that was obviously told to them. I don't think they were intentionally lying to me, but look, I know enough about product distribution to know that the people shipping your toilet paper are not the same people shipping out your poultry and your eggs and your milk and all the other stuff. Doesn't work that way. And I was like, I can't even believe how bare these shelves are. So went back out today, went to Whole Foods. And also, what's the other place?
Earth Fair.
Went there and same thing all over again. Now, I told you what Steve Quayle said, that as they know that things are ramping up, a lot of these things are going into what's called DUMBS, D-U-M-B-S, stands for Deep Underground Military Bases. If you don't know about that, folks, go do the work on it. They exist. They've been around forever and a day. In fact, there's a CIA guy named Chase Brandon. He wrote a book called, it's probably on the shelf down there. It was a lousy book. It was called The Cryptos Conundrum. Yeah, cool name for a book, but very poorly written. But anyway, I read this thing years back when he was making the rounds trying to sell this thing. But if they can wrap what's going on in fiction, they can tell you what's actually going on as long as they put it in fiction. Now, the real troublesome part is trying to figure out what's fiction, what's fact. Well, anyway, Chase Brandon talks about all these deep underground military bases and the train systems that they have that can go between all of them. They absolutely exist. They've been out there forever and a day, and they give you hints about it in a lot of pop culture, like even in the first Avengers movie. They tell you all about it. In fact, they told you a lot about a lot in that first one. Anyway, all of a sudden, you get these recalls. When you find these strange recalls that just make no sense at all, like frozen pizzas, all of them, from all these different stores, that all of a sudden, they pull them out of circulation. Where do you think they're going? Well, people like Steve Quayle and Doug Hagman are saying, well, they're going to these deep underground military bases. Even Mike Adams has talked extensively about it, and that's where he said they're going. So many places, and when they snatch them from these distributors, they put them under a national security gag order that they can't talk about it. So all of a sudden, you have all this stuff coming up missing in Whole Foods. That was last week, and the shelves are still bare this week. And they're saying, the official story was, it was a technical glitch, and they hadn't had it back online. Well, here we are a week later, and still the same problem? Yeah, I'm calling BS on that one. So the powers that shouldn't be, all of these ultra wealthy people, they have redoubts. They have fortresses. They do. Look at Zuckerberg, where he put his stupidly in Hawaii, which if there's ever a conflagration, that's one of the first places that'll be hit. Or at least that's one of them anyway. I'm sure he has multiple places. Anyway, You look at all the places where these ultra wealthy put their redoubts, their fortresses. Where are they? They just happen to be in the very same places where nobody's chemtrailing. Okay. Talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Where are they not chemtrailing? Central Mexico, all the way down to the tip of South America. No chemtrails. How about that? But RFK Jr. is telling me that it's coming out from, you know, just regular plane travel. But I guess they don't fly in planes down there. What are they using? Hang gliders? Yeah, I didn't just step out of the cotton fields, but that's what they're telling everybody. So, yeah, another place. Where else did they put the redoubts? New Zealand. Nothing happened in there. And there's a couple of other places throughout this planet where all of these ultra wealthy people are putting their stuff. And yeah, they're not being chemtrailed, none of that stuff. So it makes you wonder why we don't just pack up and all go there as well. So anyway, how do I even, I'm struggling, folks, to try to find a nice way of saying that you better get your stuff together and you better get it ready right now. I mean, for crying out loud, look, you got the Middle East on a knife's edge. They just sent over the USS Nimitz. Okay, you know what's special about that ship? First of all, it's 50 years old. They were about to decommission it next year. The USS Nimitz. Okay, let me think. I'm going to pull this rabbit out of my hat, and hopefully I got all the history right. But right after Pearl Harbor, who did they put in charge of the fleet over there? Admiral Nimitz. What happened at Pearl Harbor? Now, you're not going to find this in regular... Okay, you know the official story. Yeah, the Japanese came over, they bombed. First of all, we knew it was going to happen. It was even in the Hawaiian papers that it was going to happen. Anyway, let's talk about what happened. All of the very well put together ships were out to sea. They were not at Pearl Harbor. The only ships at Pearl Harbor were the ones that were antiquated. You know, the ones that had already been redone since World War I. They could afford to lose those. So 3,000 plus people died. Next thing you know, we're in World War II. It's not wasted on me that the USS Nimitz, 50-year-old ship that was going to be decommissioned next year, is all of a sudden on the first thing smoking over to the Middle East. Anybody else thinking what I'm thinking? Because I bet a few of you are. Maybe we're looking at Pearl Harbor 2.0, or maybe better still, considering the people involved, more like the USS Liberty. If you don't know what that is, it's the most decorated ship in the history of American warfare. Find out who attacked them and what they were trying to cause. It was going to ultimately lead to World War III, but the ship wouldn't submit. It didn't give up, didn't give in. But anyway, it's over there right now. And I'm saying good night, heavens to Murgatroyd. We have all pieces in place for the next doggone false flag. And they're not even trying to hide it. They know that most of the American public is so snooky stupid right now that they can sit here and make it so painfully obvious, and everybody's just going to be spoon-fed what they believe. Remember, when you do the Hegelian dialectic, which is basically thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis, or another way of saying it, is problem, reaction, solution. Let me tell you how that works every single time. They create a problem. The reaction, almost 9 times out of 10, will be fear and panic, which makes you stupid, okay? When you're a highly emotional person is a very stupid person. So, problem, they create it. The reaction is fear, outrage, and then they come in with the solution. We're all being set up right now. I was going to try to find some slick way of trying to couch it, but folks, I just don't have it in me. And honestly, if something were to jump off tomorrow and I sat here and was mealy mouthing like, you know, some of these admirals and generals that are on Fox News right now, you know, they always bring them out when you're about to go to war. If I was doing that mealy mouth garbage and something jumped off in the next week or so, I don't think I could sleep at night. So I'm sorry if I'm scaring some folks right now, but do you want to hear the truth? Or do you want me to just couch it and make it all nice and wonderful and happy and puppy dogs and rainbows and all that kind of stuff? Do you want me to do that? Because I ain't got it in me to do it, folks. If that's what you're looking for, I'm sorry. You tuned into the wrong podcast. We are being set up. and the powers that shouldn't be. This is how you taper a Ponzi scheme, okay? This is how you taper. And when I say the Ponzi scheme, I'm talking about the U.S. dollar. They know this thing is going off the rails. The powers that shouldn't be are realizing, oh my goodness, got all these baby boomers retiring. What are we going to do? It's only going to inflate the currency even more. It's going to get stupid. But we can go out there and jab everybody. Let's see how many we can wipe out with that. Didn't get enough of them. What if we go with option B? We create a war. And don't think these things haven't happened all throughout history. The history pages, the pages of history are long. They would literally, if you would look at the work of people like Anthony Sutton, who they tried to erase from history, probably one of the most intrepid researchers in history, in at least in the 20th century, look at what they did to him when he started telling people about Wall Street bankers and how they were involved in World War I and World War II and Vietnam. Look what they did to him. But his work still remains. And if you look and examine his work, you'll find out how they taper these Ponzi schemes over and over, and how even the ruling elite will literally go, just like all these interlocking directorates that were, or ruling elites that were unfolding right prior to World War I, all of these people over there, they were like, oh my goodness, man, these people are getting uppity. Hey, King Bobby over there, King George, I think we need to trim the fat. Oh, you're talking what I'm talking about? Yeah, war, Jack. And that's exactly how they've done it forever and a day. Because they're all, or at least they were back then, at least all related. Go to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City and tell me if it makes any sense at all. It makes zero sense. Do you have any idea how many times did I ever make you go there?
Yes, I've been there a few times.
I made William go there so many times. And when he was little, I made him memorize how many people were murdered by these other regimes. I mean, when other kids were learning about this and that, that's what I was teaching him. And I was like, okay, my son is not going to be in the next drone out there. And now he's taking it past where his old man found it. Anyway, when you go there and you look at these museums, they will absolutely floor you when you look at the official stories because they make no sense at all. But you see it unfolding right now. Just like FDR said, if it happens, it was meant to be that way. And of course, that applies to every single disaster that unfolds. Remember what I said about the fourth turning, folks. If you're wondering why everything seems so topsy-turvy, this is what happens at the end of a fourth turning. Remember, I talked about them before. We had one at the American Revolution. Well, 80 years later, you know, that saculum I've talked about. What did you have? Civil War. More people died in that war than all other wars, Americans anyway. More people died in the Civil War than all the other wars combined. 80 years later, what do you have? World War II. 80 years later, what do you have? 2025. Do you think my math is off here?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think I'm off?
No, I definitely don't think
you're off. Yeah, I like how you had to think about that for a minute. You know, while other people are sitting here vegging out in front of their phones or whatever, you know what? I study. I'm sorry I happen to know this stuff, but just like King Solomon said, man, when you learn more and more about these stuff, these things that you weren't taught, if you're not careful, if you're not grounded in the Lord, folks, it can make you go a little bit nuts. And that's exactly why I have to titrate all of this stuff with equal amounts of the word. So I've said all what I said to say, get your house in order. And when I say get your house in order, folks, I'm talking with your spiritual life to begin with. Because what is everything else? What happens if the worst should happen and you survive all this but lose your soul? Is it worth it? To me, it ain't. That's why every single morning, I was going to talk about what we do in the morning in terms of our health routine. I mean, there is a routine, but I also, every single day, there is not a bite that goes into my mouth until I get in the word every single day. Because if the worst should jump off, and yeah, you know, I think about these things and I'm constantly doing the calculus in my brain as to, okay, do I have this squared away? Do I have that squared away? That's just how I'm wired, okay? But also equal amounts, and I'm trying. I even started listening to some whack Christian music, man. I had to replace the Earth, Wind, and Fire with Keith Green. Well, I actually love Keith Green, but I mean, honestly, it's stuff like that where you can take so much of this stuff in where, you know, it, okay, so anybody following me on X, you realize, okay, there's a little bit of seriousness and then I throw in a little bit of comedy. Well, I'm not spending all day looking at this stuff. I'll think about something, and because I can talk into the phone, I just say what it is I'm thinking. Sorry for the mispronunciations or actually misspellings or whatever. And sorry if it comes out a little bit fragmented, but hey, man, it is what it is. But anyway, I put out this stuff, but I'm not consumed with it. I know that at the end of the day, my soul has got to be prepared. And folks, I'm not saying all this thinking, okay, doom and gloom has happened out there. I'm saying it because it is the most important thing you could be doing right now. And then right after that, you might want to think about some of your preparedness. Because these folks, think about everything you're being told right now. I know I'm going a little bit sideways with what I intended here, and we'll get back on it here. But I got to say it while I got the chance, because I don't know that the powers that shouldn't be will, will they cut this feed after this because of what I'm saying? Look, I don't know. So I'm just going to get it all out. Other things I'm thinking about, you know, you're being told that Iran is, you know, been having a bomb. They're going to get a bomb. Well, they've been saying this since I was a child. Okay. They're 3 weeks away. They're 2 days away. Whatever the case may be, they've been saying this forever and a day. And I'm supposed to believe pathological liars, profligate liars. I'm supposed to believe these people. I don't think so. Now, I want you to just think of this in terms of common sense. Imagine you're a mullah over there in Iran. The worst thing you could do would be to let your proxies go loose in the United States of Amnesia, because the last thing you would want is us to stack on to what you're dealing with right now. Which, by the way, Pakistan and China just sided with, you can see World War I unfolding all over again. So you see Pakistan and China just sided with who? Iran. So you can see the sides kind of lining up here. Europe, all of Europe knows that the euro is about to crash. They are on borrowed time in terms of their currency. So what do they got to do? When all else fails, to quote the great Gerald Celente, when all else fails, they take you to war. So you better have GC's 3 G's, which is gold, guns, and a getaway plan. So folks, you better get your house in order. None of it makes any sense at all. And then all of a sudden, you can see when all the war hawks, all of a sudden on Twitter, and I mean, I showed you my Twitter page. What did you see?
Yeah, just support for the next war.
Post after post after post of all of these people that are bought and paid for by the Israel lobby, giving all the wonderful reasons we should go to war right now. As if, and then, you know, the beautiful part of all this is you can't find a single pro-war person on Twitter. If you do, find them. Let me know, because you're not going to find it. Thankfully, my fellow citizens out there are dropping tactical nukes on these people, and I don't care who it is. Everybody from General Flynn, who was acting all mealy-mouthed at first, now it looks like he's coming out in favor of... And these people are crucifying him, along with Laura Loomer, or should I say Larry Loomer, all these others out there that are pro-war. Let's go over here and send our boys and girls over there to go get killed and maimed. There is not, I would say it's 100 to 1. To every one person that's saying, yeah, rah, 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 let's go over there and get ourselves killed, there's 100 people telling them they're crazy. And that's good to see. So I don't think, and that's all the more reason why they're laying it on super, super thick right now, folks. All right. Did I leave anything out? I'm sure I left out quite a bit. I could probably, from the top of my head, go through the entire history lesson as to why I could fill volumes, quite literally, of all the reasons you should not believe or trust anything, and I mean anything, coming out of DC or anybody else out there right now, because I'm right. And folks,
yeah. Just look at, like, my government has lied to me more than any other person. I mean, all they tell is lies from the beginning. I assume that whatever is said, I need to believe the opposite. So they're telling me Iran's the boogeyman. I don't believe them. The government is more of a threat to me than Iran is.
Amen to that.
Wow. Or these so-called sleeper cells that are like, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. You know what? Every sleeper cell, why don't we talk to Harold and Kumar over there at the FBI? Because 9 times out of 10, what we find out is 9 times out of 10, there's somebody that's caught with whatever. There was always an FBI handler. Every single time, y'all. Every single time. I just don't know how anybody would want or even believe anything these people tell you. They could honestly tell me the sun rose in the east and I would doubt it. That's how bad it is.
And they don't only just lie to us. They actively are trying to murder us every single day. Look at the childhood vaccination schedule, for crying out loud. Like, 76 vaccines for a child.
You got to be careful. You got to be really, really cautious about what you're saying right now, because now we're getting in the territory in which they will kick us off. Because if you're telling too much truth about certain things, but she's not on the podcast often enough to know. But
no, I am just at the point where I just don't care anymore. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I mean, how much do we have to? I mean that they are actively trying to kill us every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every generation, thousands of soldiers have to die in war. I'm glad people are seeing through this one and they're saying enough is enough. Lindsey Graham can go to war. Larry Loomer can go to war. But like enough of our kids being sent over to die for absolutely nothing.
I'm brought back when I was to that point. I'll never forget being at the VA hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas, going out there. There's a guy in a motorized wheelchair and they had a smoking area out back. And I was over there doing some electric work there. Guy comes up. He had to be in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. He pulls up, has one arm. Both legs are gone. The other arm is gone. And he's driving his motorized scooter over there. And he goes inside that smoking shack, and I hated working in there because, you know, obviously all the cigarette smoke and stuff like that. So anyway, I kind of get the door for him and everything because I had the power turned off. So the electric thing that opens the door wouldn't work. So I was opening the door for him and I'm just kind of chit chatting with him, but he didn't drive in. He's just sitting there talking to me, very stoic. And I'm just kind of letting him talk, you know? And I said, how are you doing, man? You know, how's everything going? And he was an employee there at the VA. And then he said something, man. And it just stings me to this day. He's like, I'm stuck in this blankety blank wheelchair for the rest of my blankety blank life. All because these MFs lied to me. And this is a guy in his late 20s, early 30s. I mean, I will never, ever, ever forget what.
And is
that,
if,
and
as
he was
if,
just one of many.
As if that wasn't enough. People, and I've heard countless stories, people going to the VA with whatever problem. And the only thing they do, they are completely gaslighted and they're given SSRIs or they just completely deny your condition and then put you on psych meds.
They would literally see, they had a domiciliary there. We would literally see guys go in there and then come out. I mean, I know we're going a little far afield, but the point being, I will oppose this with a funnier story. Same VA hospital. I'm in the hospital and I'm in the elevator and there's this old timer, probably Korea era version. And I got to take the elevator all the way through the roof, but I can't take patients up there with me, obviously. So we get to the sixth floor and I said, sir, you're trying to get off the sixth floor. He says, yeah. I said, well, I got to let you off here because I'm going up to the roof. I can't take you with me. He says, why? You afraid I might jump off? And I said, no. And we just kind of chuckled a little bit. He said, trust me, I realized suicide was my best option when I walked in this place. And
yeah,
I mean, honestly, that's
yeah. That's and if you don't feel like it before you walk in, by the time you get done, you will definitely feel like
yeah. It. And you're talking to two veterans that can explain how the whole process works.
Who don't go back to the VA anymore.
No. Even though Asheville's considered the best VA in the world right now, no, it's still basket case kind of stuff. But the point being, folks, I am sick and tired, sick and flipping tired of, and I can't even tell you how many I've seen, of people that have come back, that went over there with the best of intentions. They come back, if they come back, and every single one of them is jaded. Or they're so brainwashed that they can't even allow themselves to believe that what they did was worthless, that it didn't matter for anything. That it was only a matter for rich people to get richer. That's where we are, folks. That's where we live right now in the United States of Amnesia. And like I said, when you want to taper a Ponzi scheme in terms of currency, war is always the best way to go about it. This has been done for time immemorial. You see it unfolding right now. Look, I know that this podcast, look, I know we were going to talk about other things, but apparently we're not going to get into that today. I think we're talking, or at least I suspect we're talking about what I think a lot of people are thinking right now. Everybody is thinking, here's what blows my mind. And I told you earlier today, I was like, hold on. Grandparents are out there right now flipping coins as to whether or not they're going to take their heart medication or whether or not they're going to eat cat food. Prices are going through the freaking roof, even though the administration keeps lying and saying, well, everything's at a standstill, you know, inflation. Well, nobody's getting any pay raises out there and people are losing their jobs. I see people struggling all the way around me right now. But somehow we got money to send bomb after bomb after bomb. And don't think for a minute that we aren't in on everything that's unfolding right now. Every bomb that's landing over there in the Middle East, trust me, it's got our names on it. Guaranteed. Yeah, we may not have our troops directly on the ground. And believe me, Israel is all willing. Believe me, they will fight down to the very last American. Trust me, they have no problem doing that. And I'm making no bones about the fact, look, there are so many people that feel exactly the same way we do that are in this space doing YouTube channels and stuff like that. They feel exactly the same way, but they're never going to tell you what they think about it. But privately, they will. I ain't that guy. She ain't that girl. I'm telling you exactly how I feel about this. I mean, I don't know what everybody's waiting on. What, you're hoping they get to you last? Or, you know, give me the old, well, I got a wife and kids. That's all the more reason you should stand up. I mean, I don't even know. I can't even explain the level of, look, I know people have different reasons for standing up and not standing up. But if your reason is, well, I might lose my channel, then piss on you. I don't know what else to tell you because I feel like a voice in the wilderness out here. And you know what? Like Michelle said, I don't even care anymore. I was looking for a job when I found this one. So if this winds up putting the tag in the toe of this channel, oh, well, at least I got it off my, at least my conscience is clear and I'm not playing this mealy mouth garbage of, well, you know, no. Lost too many friends. Buddies whose sons, who, you know, people I know that have died over there, now their kids, for some reason, joined up. They're probably going to be the ones killed in this next one, if, I mean, unless we get our senses about us. But man, I tell you what, it does my heart good right now to see so many people saying, ain't no way. In fact, I would support mutiny at this point. I honestly would, because all wars are what?
Bankers' wars.
Right on. That's exactly what's going on right now. Yeah, folks, we had an entire show planned. We had an entire show planned out right now. But if anybody has any questions out there, we'll go to them. We'll just put them in big red letter or big letters so we can see them out there. Someone's asking, where did you get the clear frame red glasses?
They're the same place you got. You sent me a link the other day. It was Lucia. Was it Lucia Eyes? That's not what these are, but I've also heard good things about those. But that would be a link. I don't know if they have the clear ones.
Yeah, there's a number of, I would go to Jack Cruz, go check him out, and you're probably going to find a good link over there for some good blue light blockers. Like Michelle said, they are literally trying to kill us. Why do you think both of us are wearing these glasses? I'm dead serious. And I've talked about it before. It's every single thing from the air you breathe to the computer screens that we're looking at right now. Folks, I'm an absolute, you can ask her, I'm an absolute Nazi. And I'm getting rid of all the blue light in this house. In fact, the insidious stuff that comes out, little places where you don't think about it, like on your coffee pot or in your refrigerator, things like that. The insidious places where they're hitting you with blue light all the way around. Why do they have blue light everywhere? Dr. Cruz has done more work on this probably than anybody. It makes you more suggestible. It makes you more suggestible. That's why, and they knew ever since the work of people like Becker and a number of others. In fact, it goes all the way back to the mob, believe it or not, in Vegas. They knew that people would spend, that they didn't have to stick a gun to your head. All they had to do was put blue lights in the casino and keep you from seeing the sunlight, and you would be so suggestible. That's why they had the ladies scantily clad and then giving you alcohol. When they added all that trifecta together, they knew they could shake you down for every dime in your pocket. That's why Vegas has no windows on the casinos, folks. You ever wonder why? That's why. Well, the same technology that's used out there is exactly what they've done to you when they said, okay, we're getting rid of the incandescent bulb, which had full spectrum, okay? It wasn't just blue light, because blue light is offset by red. But now you have lights. That's why Obama banned them. Folks, it's really this insidious. You can call me conspiracy theorists all you want. But
that's the thing. That's part of what my frustration is at this point. It's like whenever you think they've hit the bottom of the barrel, like nobody's this evil, Dr. Jack Cruz comes out and gives us another layer of to their level of evil. And it's like they are not like us. They view us as grasshoppers. They do not care about us.
No, you have less value than cattle to these people. They really think at the higher echelons of this stuff, they really think that they are another species. I mean, like John B. Wells always used to say, if this isn't a battle between good and evil, then none of this makes any sense.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you see unfolding right now. It makes sense. Like Steve Hall says, makes complete sense if you're educated. Yeah, absolutely. There is a difference between schooling and education, as Mark Twain put it. And you don't get an education until you start becoming an autodidact and examining this stuff for yourself. But yeah, it's simple things like all these devices, all these phones, and it isn't just Jack Cruz. I mean, you have Dr. Alexis Cowan.
Well, I'm saying Jack Cruz because in his one presentation, he revealed a lot of the stuff. It was more than just the light. It went all the way back to what they are putting in their vaccines.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, if you lay it all out. So they're hitting you with the food. And then, of course, Kennedy, who everybody thought was a hero, which, by the way, if you go back and look at Dr. Shiva, which I had on the program before, that dude, if you go back and look at his tweets, he told you chapter and verse how it was going to pan out with RFK Jr. He told you from the very beginning, before he even got in there, how this thing was going to unfold and exactly what he would do and in the order he did it. Called it with total complete precision. So you're giving these people, which he calls the not so obvious establishment, and we're made to believe that these people are heroes, you know, like the Joe Rogans, which absolutely Operation Mockingbird CIA, because if you look at the Joe Rogan early on, is not the same Joe Rogan now, 180 degrees out of phase. And there's so many of them out there that pretend to be heroes. But you know what's really cool right now on Twitter is so many of them are making themselves painfully obvious. Because all of a sudden, You're seeing the Mark Levins out there who he was a scumbag from the word go. It didn't take a rocket scientist to see through Hannity. And then you even see people, folks, you know, the one thing that the left and right is the one thing, Michelle, what was the one thing Trump and who was that hag he ran against? I can't even remember her name right now.
Kamala.
What was the one thing both of them agreed on in the campaign?
Israel.
There you go. Now, if you go to Twitter, and I'm using Twitter, I had no idea how well of an examining tool that would wind up being for me, but go to Twitter. What are the left and right politicians both, what are they all united on? Same exact thing. And you can, each one of them on the left and right all have AIPAC handlers, all of them. Ask Thomas Massey about that. You know, sure, it's funny that after he dropped that, all of a sudden his wife dies, but that's another thing altogether. But anyway, Thomas Massey, the only person not sold out in all of the 538 people in Congress. Folks, get your house in order. I mean, just when I said that out loud, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. It's really that doggone bad. That's who's running things right now. So, folks, they couldn't care about you. They don't care about anything you have going. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your kids. You got to care about that. And we got to start building some enclaves of freedom cells within ourselves, within our own communities. Because honestly, if you're looking for anybody in DC, and I'm talking all the way up to the top, because Trump is equally as sold out as well, don't make me do a show on him. You can go ahead, and I told you from the very beginning, I said, you know, this is a Who song. It's the old boss, new boss, same as the old boss. All of them are complete sold out scum. In fact, I predicted Trump is going to be Woodrow Wilson 2.0. Don't know the, yeah, I'll give you the cliff notes on that one. So as he was running for president, Wilson says, I think it was 1916. His campaign slogan was, he kept us out of war. Okay. Yeah. What happens? He gets back in office. Then what? Sinking of the Lusitania, which was a civilian ship, right? But then we find out it's declassified 99 years later by the British that the Lusitania was not at all a civilian ship. And even though the Germans were saying, if you send that ship over there, load it down for bear, for war, we're going to sink it. It was in all the papers at the time. Go back and look. You can find it. It's not hard to find. 99 years later, it was declassified. Lusitania, yeah, they had cells on the ship marked cheese, cotton. Well, guess what? They found the Lusitania. And what did it have on it? Armaments. But we were told that all these civilians that they knew that they were going to murder, all of them went to the bottom. And that in and of itself wasn't enough to get us into World War I. It was a few other things, but I'm giving you the cliff notes. Anyway, sinking of the Lusitania, which we now know was a complete manufactured lie. There we are, doughboys in World War I. Okay, what happens after that? Well, we send these polecats from Brown Brothers Harriman, you know, the same guys that ended up running the State Department and the CIA, the Dulles brothers, Allen and John Foster Dulles. You know, the same guys who wrote up the Treaty of Versailles that ensured that 20 years later we would have World War II, the same guys who set that up, yeah, they were involved all the way back then, the Treaty of Versailles. Now they're running the State Department and the CIA. And then all of a sudden, not long after that, what do we get? Huh. World War II. And everybody knows the story of that, but nobody knows the story behind Pearl Harbor. How everybody knew it was going to happen. And like I said a little while ago, all the really high-value ships that we knew we were going to need in World War II, they were out to sea. They weren't in Pearl Harbor. All the antiquated junk was in there, the stuff that they knew would not be useful in World War II. So it was cool to let them sink that anyway. Okay, Korea was really just an extension of World War II. Military-industrial complex needed their money. Then we get into Gulf of Tonkin, you know, Vietnam. Sorry, y'all got a malfunctioning chair right now.
Yeah, that chair sinks.
Yeah, so I'm over here. She's got me in the bad one. Okay, Vietnam, what happened there? Oh, Gulf of Tonkin. And then all of a sudden, Robert McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time, on his deathbed because he knew he was dying, all of a sudden comes out and says, My bad. We got it all wrong. Yeah, you know, only 58,000 Americans died in that thing. I don't even know how many died afterwards. And then how many millions of Vietnamese, Cambodians, Laotians, you name it, all of them dead. Okay, let's get into the modern era. I mean, I can give you chapter and verse all the way up, folks. Weapons of mass destruction. And then here we are in the modern time, and they are pulling this crap all over again. And sadly, this pablum that they're feeding to the American public, there are going to be those diehards that fall for it hook, line, and sinker. Well, I ain't one of them. And judging by what I'm seeing out there, a lot of you folks out there aren't falling for it either. Yeah, Steve also says Schofield Bible PSYOP is an education in itself. Yeah, C.I. Schofield. I could do an entire program right off the top of my head on that. C.I. Schofield, you know, all these people, and they're leveraging all of you people that were sold this Schofield Bible, which, by the way, if you knew, okay, I don't even have time to get into this right now. If you only knew, hold on. Doggone it. Anyway, if you only knew, for all of you people that have been sold this Schofield Study Bible, you've been sold a line of garbage. I'm just going to tell you. And it plays into all this. That's the only reason why I'm going to cover it right now, at least briefly. I just want you to do a little homework before we talk about it again. Examine Cyrus Schofield. Look in the dirt under his fingernails. The guy ran off, left his wife and kids, and then lo and behold, becomes a Baptist preacher, a busted lawyer. The guy did time, the whole nine yards, but you don't hear about that. And then all of a sudden, he gets his cosmic download, comes up with a Bible, with all of a sudden, who's at the center of attention there? It's not about Jesus anymore. Who's it on? I'll leave it up to your imagination to figure out who it is, because they sold that. And it, honestly, if you look at the money interest behind who paid for that, it might blow you away. Rick Wiles wrote a book on it, goes into absolute incredible detail on it. Doggone it. It's called The Final Day, I think. Yeah, there's so many in my cabeza right now. I wasn't prepared to talk about Schofield, but he was a complete scoundrel. And so many people have been, examine it for yourself, folks. And I'm not saying this from a person who wasn't once brought up in that whole tradition. I was lied to just like everybody else. And honestly, one of the hardest things for me to re-educate myself about was every lie I was taught regarding the Schofield Study Bible. I know that's going to be tough for a lot of people to hear. Examine it for yourself and then come back to me. Because if you come out half-cocked, folks, believe me, I'm loaded for bear. I know this stuff. I have to. Because I'm just not governing my decision-making on... They sold this lie all the way back then. Look, folks, good night, man. I can't believe I just monologued for an entire hour over this when I had actually another show. We're going to have to rename this whole thing. Michelle, what would you like to add to all this? Because honestly, you were getting a little bit...
I've just reached the point, like, where I'm just tired of it. I've just reached the point where I'm just fed up. It's just day after day.
God Picks the King says you should do a show on this in the future. What news information? What on earth? What news information did you go for? I don't even know what you're saying there. I'm sorry. You should do a show on this for sure. Yeah.
Are they asking where you go for real information? I mean, it's not one thing. It's a whole series of things. And this is what I've, like...
It depends on what you want to know about.
Yeah. But, like, I'm starting to think we need to go back and read documents from, like, prior to the turn of the century. Like, because that's when information was corrupted, I think.
Well, let me back it up a little bit more. 150 years ago, and you can find out the full extent of this, folks. If you want to watch, everybody should check out The Ultimate History Lesson with John Taylor Gatto. Okay. You're going to have to double the speed because he just had a stroke, but his brain was still very much sharp. And you can get a really good understanding. I'll give you one of the cliff notes right now, something you can take away. And I've given hints in the program before, and it's not just Gatto, but there's a number of others where you can find this information. But 150 years ago, roughly, two things happened at exactly the same time. Number one, the trivium was removed from the one-room schoolhouse, okay? And at the same, now that was removed, but the Schofield tradition was brought in at exactly, precisely the same time in America. Prior to that, nobody ever, in fact, all the contemporaries of Schofield knew that he was a charlatan and a complete liar up one side and down the other. And like I said, if you look at all of a sudden, you look at who sponsored this guy, where the money came from and all these, you'll see a lot of overlay with what's happening right now. So two things happen. The trivium, which you may not know what that is. It means it's Latin. It stands for three roads. It stands for grammar, logic, and rhetoric. In grammar, you ask the questions. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. You ask the questions, who, what, where, when. Okay, I better sum this up a little bit better because we're long in the tooth. Through the trivium, you use the who, what, where, when, why, and how before you come to a belief on anything. Until you can answer those questions in that order, you wouldn't believe anything. That's what they were taught 150 years ago, and it was done in the one-room schoolhouse intentionally because when the older kids would teach the younger, you learn it twice, okay? That's why if you go back and check out the Lincoln-Douglas debates during the Civil or prior to the Civil War, you would find out that each one of them, you're looking at a debate in which each one is calling out the other on the logical fallacies that the other is using. Every American understood at that time what they were talking about. And then all of a sudden, it was extracted from the one-room schoolhouse. Why? Because if you go all the way back to when Rome was a republic, let's say I were a slave in Rome, it was illegal for me to learn the trivium. Why? Because it was a mental antivirus. It made it nearly impossible for somebody to hoodwink you with information. Nearly impossible. Okay? And now they're able to put their... Instead of doing grammar, logic, and rhetoric, I'm simplifying this a great deal. Hopefully, I'm not confusing anybody. What they do is they give you the why before the who, what, where, when, okay? So they're putting their logic before the grammar, and it's never in history would it have been done that way. But what do you think they teach people in Ivy League schools? They still teach the trivium there. But your kids aren't learning it. I didn't learn it. I had to be taught. I had to go out there and educate myself. I'm like, oh my goodness. Now, I will say, I will 100% promise you, there are a bunch of you right now in the sound of my voice who are listening to this, and I guarantee you already use it. You just don't know that you do. It's what you can call your BS detector. That's why they're able to sell so much BS and why they've been able to do it. And folks, it started 150 years ago. They removed the trivium and brought in the Schofield Doctrine.
And then after that, they proceeded to put in the worst possible systems. The medical system through the Flexner Report, they completely corrupted that as well. I mean, it was like everything was corrupted after that.
Yes, absolutely. Because, and then like Michelle said, now it was 50 years later, then all of a sudden they come out with the Flexner Report. Now, up until that time, your chiropractors, your MDs, your naturopaths, they all had equal standing. And then the Rockefellers hired Flexner to go out there and find out, we're going to go out here and do some research and find out which is the best one. That's when all of a sudden medical doctors became the top of the heap. That's how it happened. And what did they do? Even though Rockefeller himself was, every time he needed treatment, he always went to a naturopath. But then all of a sudden, now we have petroleum-based medicine. Why? Because it made him richer. These are the diabolical SOBs we're dealing with, folks. I mean, absolutely diabolical in so many different ways, folks. And it is nearly impossible. I was once heavily criticized back when I was doing talk radio in Kansas City. I was heavily criticized just because I knew all this stuff by heart. because every time you tell somebody this, they're like, well, where, you know, how do you know? How do you? And so I had to memorize this stuff and I still remember it. And I'm adding more to it all the time.
And more is happening. How much has happened since that time in Kansas City? There has been so much happening. Like I'll remember an event that happened and it seems like decades ago because we're constantly being assaulted with all this different stuff. That's why when somebody asks me when presented with a scenario, well, why would they do that? I'm like, are you not paying attention? Do you not know your history? For the fact, if you ask me why would they do that, that means you clearly have not been paying attention to the last 20 years, or you don't even know your history.
Well, at this point, if you ask the question, you won't even understand the answer at this point. And King G, I'm sure there was a lot of great comments in here that I missed, but he puts up one that I did happen to catch, and he's right on the money. Yeah, William Cooper and Eustace Mullins. Folks, Eustace Mullins, good night. Both of these guys, Bill Cooper, Eustace Mullins, and there's a whole lot of others. Anthony Sutton, anybody who's wondering, just go there. And I mean, you could probably spend the rest of tonight going through Eustace Mullins alone. And there's a lot of people that have hijacked his information and passed it off as their own. I won't mention any names right now, but Eustace Mullins is the OG. And boy, I wish both of those guys were still here. Bill Cooper, he was the one that was blowing the whistle on Alex Jones and what he was all the way back then. Anyway, he got snuffed out. So, and he told, and he was in there telling everybody, hey, they were going to blame it on Bin Laden, the whole nine yards. So, folks, sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I was going to say, I'm sorry for going a little bit sideways here. You know, no, I'm not. Folks, you got to know what's happening. And I'm not going to be one of those people. There's a lot of people out there producing content. And a lot of them, even though they could get the word out, some of them know to a certain extent what I know. And they're never going to say anything because they're worried about losing the channel. Okay. What are you hoping? They get to you last? I'll be that voice in the wilderness. I'll be the one calling this stuff out. And if you want to call me a conspiracy theory and her too, knock yourself out. If you don't like what I'm saying, look, you got other options out there. If you want the, velvet glove treatment, I guess you tuned into the wrong podcast. It ain't going to happen. Folks, it is starting to get real. And when I made those predictions about what's going to unfold in 2025, I was deadly serious. And now you can see it starting to come into view. You may even see to a certain extent, it wouldn't shock me if a little pullback happens for a while, but I really believe it's going to unfold in a way in which you are not going to recognize this country. And if I sit here and keep it under my hat because I'm too busy worried about trying to make money, which by the way, YouTube doesn't pay us anyway. If I'm too busy worried about making money or losing this channel or whatever else, then you're either an activist or an inactivist. Either way, you're involved. So that's how I see it. Anything else to add? Well, folks, hey, man, I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Never apologize for exposing the truth. No, I'm not going to apologize. It is what it is, and consequences be damned. I don't even care at this point. Just like with her, I really am beyond caring at this point because, you know what? They have no qualms. I don't understand this, why they have no qualms about lying to us, but we got qualms about telling the truth.
Yeah, we have to worry about about what comes out of our mouth. I don't think so.
Yep. All right, want to give a hat tip, as always, to Renewed Homestead. Want to thank everybody out here in the chat. Want to thank my homestead, honey, right here, because you are the best, honey. Till next time, stay alert.
Stay alive. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling anxious, truth, truth, truth. Who's got the answers? All we need to do. Listen to the earth, they've got us through. Rock the seeds of shame. Watch the world spin. From the smallest spot.
proud. The harmony begins in the cycle of life. For the magic's alive. Turn the